Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the Theater Lady here on Berg Vivant. Happy holidays.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Oh, thank you.
It's almost Christmas.
Yes, yes, it comes and it goes. But what has kept you busy this week, out and about?
Out and about? Well, last night I had the privilege of seeing Or.
Or what?
Or, comma. Actually, the name has a comma.
Oh.
It's Or, comma.
Or is the title of the play.
Yes, it is. At the Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie. Mm-hmm. And that theater is just such a little intimate gem of a space. And this kind of a show played so well there.
Oh.
It was written by an American playwright, Liz Duffy Adams. And this is its Pittsburgh premiere.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was really exciting to see a play that's never been shown in Pittsburgh before.
I had never heard of it.
Actually, I hadn't either. But I don't know why, because it's certainly a hilarious comedy and just a joy to watch.
Oh, good.
Seriously. And this playwright decided to base her play on historic characters that really lived in the 1600s. One of whom was a female playwright that was previously a spy for King Charles II.
Now, there's got to be a story behind that. Aphra Behn. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, sure. And one of her actresses that was in one of Aphra Behn's very popular plays, Rover, is the character played by Robin Abramson. And it's Nell Gwynn, who is also a historic figure that really lived. And the third character was the king, King Charles II, who also played another part as a spy in this play. That was Ethan Hova. And this cast was just absolutely comical together. Their timing in and out of the doors. It was the story of Aphra trying to write a play overnight. She was on a deadline. I won't go into all the details, but it had to get written. And in the meantime, there were all these interruptions, people in and out of her apartment, characters, same actor playing several characters, costume changes. It just was like a locomotive running wild. It just
I know exactly how she feels.
You feel that same
every
way?
Time I try to get any work done, yes. Actors playing different characters, yes. Yes. Berg Vivant's crazy like that.
I know. I hear from you.
Right.
But Erica Cuenca played the lead of Aphra.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so sweet when the time called for her to be sweet, and so independent and fierce when the time called for that, and so sensual and sexy when the time called for that.
That's acting. Great.
Yes, good. She did a wonderful job with it. And I should mention, I don't want to forget, when I thought of some of the things that Aphra was involved in on stage, this is a show for 18 and over.
Oh. How titillating.
Yes, and it was very titillating and funny at the same time. And Robin Abramson has such a comedic talent. She played several different characters, each one funnier than the other. When she played Nell Gwynn, she just had this spunky charm that just lit up the stage. And her character as the, I don't know that she even had a name, I can't remember, the servant for Aphra, was a teeny tiny woman with a big hump on her back and a Cockney accent that was really a hilarious character, funny to watch. And King Charles II was the dashingly handsome Ethan Hova. And he came in like a swashbuckler in his tights and boots, and the costumes were so 1600s, you know, and fun to see. And I don't think I'll spoil it if I tell you, like so many farces, you never knew. One character would go out a door, another character would come in another door, one was in the closet, then they weren't, then they were, it just kept going and going and going. Very, very exciting show. And in the meantime, this theater off the wall, concurrently, their in-house dance company is running a show called Uproar. And this show actually is loosely based on the plot of Or. So if you check, concurrently they're running, and you could see one and see the other the next day.
They complement each other.
Yes. And I thought that was an interesting concept.
And
to
this
try
is,
that.
Both shows are running through the holidays, which is nice because yes. Typically, you know, I think a lot of companies will not do anything around the holidays, but then there's nothing to see but Christmas stuff, you know? So we've all got something to do.
Oh, and it was a lighthearted, very lighthearted.
Throughout the holidays.
And I talked with John Shepherd, the director, mm-hmm. who we all know, the multi-talented director, actor of stage and screen, mm-hmm. educator. Mm-hmm. And he said that he felt that this play was an homage to the theater.
So it's a theater lover's piece of theater.
Absolutely.
And maybe even for those who aren't necessarily theater lovers will get a kick out of it too.
Oh, yeah. Anybody would get a kick out of this. I would say it was just a perfectly timed, hilariously executed farce.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.